North Carolinians love sports. They love college basketball, pro basketball, NASCAR racing, and on the night of their first ever Monday Night Football game, they adore their Carolina Panthers. In the last decade, North Carolina has been on a sports franchise buying spree, acquiring pro football, pro basketball, and even a pro hockey team. John Anderson, the assistant director of the privately funded Charlotte Regional Sports Committee, says pro sports has been a critical factor in the city's emergence onto the national stage.
Charlotte, 15 years ago, people from Minnesota and everywhere else across the country could not distinguish between Charleston, South Carolina, Charlottesville, Virginia, and Charlotte, North Carolina. And that, for the most part, is no longer the case.
So is Major League Baseball the next step in Charlotte's march toward national respectability? Even a professional civic booster like Anderson has his doubts.
You know, Charlotte is only so big, and there's only so much, or so many sports dollars in corporate Charlotte. And so the question that I think is on everyone's mind is how many more corporate sports dollars are there right now?
Charlotte Corporation spent tens of millions of dollars buying seat licenses and skyboxes to support the Panthers and the NBA Hornets. And many in the community think businesses are simply too tapped out to do the same for a baseball team. Even the mayor, Pat McCrory, says he thinks it'll be another 3 or 4 years before his city is ready to absorb another sports franchise like the Twins.
There's an assumption in Charlotte that baseball would be very good for Charlotte, and it would be good especially for our downtown area. But at the same time, we've just got an NFL football team. We're negotiating right now with the Charlotte Hornets, and in fact, often the Charlotte Hornets are using other cities as a negotiating ploy in case they don't get what we give them. So we have to first finish and complete the negotiations with our basketball team before we get in real serious about taking on another major league franchise.
And this is where another set of civic boosters sees its chance. An hour and a half up the road from Charlotte, in the north central part of the state, there's a mix of tobacco country and suburban sprawl known as the Triad. The Triad's geographic identity is rather vague. Even native North Carolinians regularly confuse it with the more famous Triangle of Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill. The Triad is an area eager to diversify its economy away from tobacco and furniture manufacturing, and it's also home to one of the country's highest concentrations of minor league baseball clubs. Now, local business leaders there think the Triad is ready for the majors. Mike Solomon, director of the local pro baseball committee, says the Triad's relative obscurity should count as a point in its favor.
There's not a lot of struggle for the entertainment dollar. We need something for our young people to do with their leisure time. So, you know, plus the corporations in the area aren't heavily taxed with a lot of other activities to ask for their corporate support. You know, we think we'll be hugely successful here.
East of the Triad in Durham, North Carolina, Miles Wolf edits Baseball America, the Baseball Insider's Bible. Wolf is also the former owner of the Durham Bulls minor league baseball team, and he's now president of the Northern League, the St. Paul Saints League. Wolf says the major league baseball boosters in the Triad are moving into uncharted waters, trying to attract a major league team without the benefit of a central city.
You know, these diverse markets have never really been tested with one, to, you know, whether they can rally around one sports team.
Wolf says the Triad lacks what he calls the major league feel, and he doubts a major league team could build up a big enough fan base there to succeed. But the baseball committee's Mike Solomon says the Triad considers all of North Carolina and parts of South Carolina and Virginia as its potential market. Solomon says the Twins could tap a population base of 13 million people around the Triad, almost twice as many as their market in the upper Midwest. Miles Wolf says that statistic looks better on a map than it would in the stands.
There is, you know, no history of, you know, the folks driving to Greensboro. You know, that's why we have all these minor league teams, is, you know, everybody has a team in their community and doesn't, you know, need to drive anywhere for sports.
That doubt is reinforced by the fans waiting outside Charlotte's Erickson Stadium on Monday night. Most of those who identify themselves as baseball fans say they wouldn't drive 2 hours to see a midweek baseball game in the Triad.
I don't think anybody from Charlotte's going to drive to Greensboro.
I support the Twins, the Charlotte Twins, Not the Greensboro Twins, not the High Point Twins. It has to be the Charlotte Twins.
If there's one team in America I wouldn't try to move in on, it's the Atlanta Braves. I mean, the superstation, they got fans in 50 states. The Southeast is Atlanta Braves territory. You don't, anybody's foolish to move another baseball team within 3 hours of Atlanta.
If the Twins can't count on support from Charlotte, North Carolina's biggest, richest city, the team could find itself with the same financial problems it's trying to escape in Minnesota. In fact, the situation could be worse because North Carolina's income demographics aren't as good as Minnesota's. Medium household income there is about $4,000 lower, and per capita disposable income is about $1,500 lower. Miles Wolf says financial questions such as these should give major league owners pause before they approve any team's move to the Triad. But Wolf also says you can't depend on the owners to make the wisest of choices.
You know, not every major league owner has a Phi Beta Kappa key, so I'm not sure they would know one way or the other. Most major league owners probably think the Triad is in Charlotte. I don't think they would study much that these are two separate markets 100 miles apart and, you know, there's no real interaction between the two. So I don't think there'd be that level of understanding at the major league level.
The baseball boosters in the Triad have been working behind the scenes to get the support of major league owners. Mike Solomon says they've met with Acting Commissioner Bud Selig on the matter, and he says they count White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf as an ally. The support of Selig and Reinsdorf shouldn't come as a complete surprise, since both their clubs in Milwaukee and Chicago would probably stand to gain if Minnesota fans lost the Twins. Still, the support of one or two owners hardly constitutes a guarantee that the Twins would be allowed to move to the Triad. Owners have been nervous lately about provoking Congress into taking away baseball's antitrust exemption. And baseball experts like Miles Wolf say even the owners must realize the political risks in allowing an established team like the Minnesota Twins to move to such a questionable market as North Carolina's Triad. I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.